everyone. Welcome to episode 55 of Crime and Court USA. I'm recording this on April 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Mundo Carrillo. I hope you guys are doing well. Me, I'm doing better. I blew my back out in a catastrophic fashion again. That sidelined me for a while, so sorry I haven't made a podcast in a minute. You know, when that happens, you don't feel like sitting down, you don't feel like standing up, you don't feel like walking, you don't feel like existing. Basically, it sucks. The most middle part of your body, if you could pick like what the middle of your body is, I think like your lower back is probably that. And yeah, it sucks. Like you just can't do much. You know, I don't want to get too personal, but bathing, taking care of myself, going to the bathroom, things like that. Those were an issue, but I'm all good now. I mean, well, it still hurts a lot, but I'm able to get stuff done, so I'm able to podcast. Today, I want to talk about something I just found very interesting. So the state of Missouri executed an inmate. His name was Brian Dorsey. He was 52 years old. Now, the state did this despite pleas from 70 prison guards who didn't want it to happen. It seemed like they liked the guy. They said he was rehabilitated. Now, Mr. Dorsey was actually in prison for some murders that took place in 2006. They say he killed his cousin and her husband with a shotgun. Let's see if we get their names here. It was Sarah Bonnie and Ben Bonnie. So he killed them with the shotgun back in 2006. So 2 days before Christmas in 2006, they took him in because he was worried that some drug dealers were looking for him, that they were going to hurt him or maybe kill him over a drug debt. And so he was staying with them. And then I guess he hadn't been sleeping for 72 hours because he was on a crack cocaine binger and he was paranoid, thinking he was going to get hurt or whatever. And that drove him nuts. And I guess he grabbed a shotgun that belonged to the Bonnies and he killed it with them. I'm sorry, he killed them with it in their own bed. So pretty heinous crime. They had just a young daughter. Did I write it down? She was young. I think she was just a few years old. And she didn't get to know her family. And that's actually one of the arguments that a family member had used for not allowing a judge to grant him clemency, was because, hey, hello, he committed a horrible crime and this kid doesn't know her parents because of this. I get that. You know, and I just think this is super interesting because the guards had his back. Now, they tried, the U.S. Supreme Court didn't stop it. The state Supreme Court, I believe, it was in front of them. They didn't stop it. It had to have been right to get to the Supreme Court. Anyway, the courts didn't put a stop to it. Of course, they can't unless they have the legal grounds. According to Dorsey's lawyers, though, they were arguing that he didn't get adequate defense during his trial. They were pointing out a few things of how, you know, they didn't point out how he had this, and this condition. They also pointed out how he paid a flat fee of, I believe, $12,000. Let me check that. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of fact checking on the fly here, peoples. Yes, it was a flat fee of $12,000, and that was actually that kind of practice of paying a flat fee for a defense attorney, I guess that was deemed unconstitutional later on. So his lawyers were arguing through these various ways that he didn't get a fair trial. I've said this a million times on this podcast. Just sometimes lawyers just throw Hail Marys, and you know, it is what it is. Your client's on death row here. He's about to be executed. You got to throw what you have at the judge. I don't know how strong the argument was. It didn't seem very strong if none of these courts overturned it, but yeah, that's what they were arguing, that they couldn't get it done, and Mr. Dorsey was executed. So that's controversial, of course, because I want to bring this up because it's just one of those stories I just like to bring up sometimes because I find interesting, and I just want to bring up as food for thought. Like, what do you guys think of this, of prison guards supporting someone that committed a double murder and was set to be executed? They didn't want it to happen. And that made me think about that. Like, yeah, sometimes, like, I actually just met a gentleman just the other day who had retired recently as a prison guard here in New Mexico. Did 20 years. He started when he was 18, retired when he was 38. He's a young guy. Anyway, I've always wondered, see, that's a long time to work at a prison. I believe you worked at the same prison, at the New Mexico, the state pen by Santa Fe. That's the one with the crazy 1980 riot. If you guys want to look into that, that was bloody and gross. And horrible riot. Anyway, so he had worked there, and yeah, I didn't talk to him about it, but I was, after reading this story, I was thinking maybe I should ask him. But what's it like to be there with those guys? Because some of those guys are there for the rest of their lives as well, right? Years and years and years. I wonder, do you guys get close in a way? You know what I mean? Kind of buddy-buddy? They must. You know, I mean, I know there's a hierarchy there. I've seen those prison shows. They keep those guys in line. You know, there's definitely like a I'm in charge, you're not. You know, don't fuck around kind of attitude. But, you know, for the ones who act okay and, you know, don't get out of line, I bet you they're kind of buddy-buddy with the prison guards. Why not? You know, even though they committed horrible crimes in their past, I'm sure just kind of in day-to-day interaction with these guys, you know, sure, I bet you they thought Brian was a decent guy. Why not? The argument they were trying to make, I suppose, in letters written to the judge that he had been rehabilitated. That's something that can get people off. For example, there was a really nasty rape case in New Mexico that I covered with a minor. This kid was a minor at the time when he committed it, and the question was whether to sentence him as an adult or as a minor. The judge decided that that his defense was actually able to prove that he was being rehabilitated. He was showing progress while he was in lockup. And so she's deemed that, hey, this guy's actually, like, everything that I have been presented with today shows me that this kid is making progress. Therefore, he is showing that he can be rehabilitated. Therefore, by law, I have to allow him to be sentenced as a minor. Obviously, the victim didn't like that at all. But, you know, the law's the law. And, well, I guess you got to have the legislature change the law if you don't like those things. Anyways, I don't know what the specifics were here, but you can get someone off by arguing sometimes that they have been rehabilitated or are showing progresses towards rehabilitation. And I suppose they were arguing that, hey, Brian's like a good dude now. He had some kind of depression that he was diagnosed with back in the day, and that's why he was self-medicating with crack cocaine, and that's why he went down the road he went down, according to a story from the Washington Post. But, yeah, unfortunately, there was not much they could do. The death penalty in itself, let's move on to this right away. This is another aspect of the conversation I want to have, right? That the death penalty is controversial. I can't remember. I know I did the research on it. I can't remember if it actually made its way into an episode, but I remember looking. There was somebody who was executed recently using nitrogen gas, and that was controversial. Not because it was, not just because it was an execution, but because nitrogen gas had never been used before in an execution, and we didn't know exactly if the subject was going to suffer or not. So people are arguing that using nitrogen gas on this person basically amounted to human experimentation. The courts disagreed with that, so it was allowed to go on, and he eventually died. It seemed like it wasn't too violent a death, according to the media that was there. So and by the way, that the reason they're using nitrogen gas now is because they're actually finding it hard to find lethal injection drugs, which is crazy to think about how it's hard for a government to find drugs. But anyway, so the death penalty is really controversial in the first place. A lot of research shows that states actually pay more money, or that enacting the death penalty is more expensive because there are so many appeals that we have decided that putting someone to death is so serious that we allow for all these appeals to take place, and these court hearings, like the court's expensive, as you guys may or may not know, right? If you guys ever had to deal with a court case, you guys know it's expensive. This is costs a lot of money, legal fees, court fees, all that kind of stuff. So the research suggests that it's actually more expensive to put somebody on death row than it is to just lock them away with life in prison. And personally, I mean, I don't know why we still have the death penalty. We don't here in New Mexico. A lot of states don't have it. I know the more conservative states have the death penalty, but I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. Like, I get it. Like, these people have done horrible, horrible things, no doubt. Except for the ones who got wrongfully convicted, am I right? But let's say they were rightfully convicted, right? These dudes did horrible, horrible stuff, and they were sentenced to death. It still feels kind of weird to kill somebody. whether that's injected them with some lethal drugs or choking them out with nitrogen gas. You know, it feels a little weird in a way to sentence somebody to death like that. And I, like I said, I know I get the whole, like, especially if you're a victim or like you were related to the victim or whatever, how you want that person to suffer and you probably want them to die, wouldn't you? You probably want to do it yourself. But they don't really suffer though, right? I mean, this lethal injection, the nitrogen gas, it's all meant to take place in a manner where the person doesn't suffer anyway. So it's like, oh, I hate you. I want you to suffer a painless death. It's like, eh, well, is that actually what you want anyway? You know what I mean? To me, it's like living your life out in prison seems like the worst thing that could happen. I mean, prison sucks, right? Prison is like probably the worst place you could be, right? Like, it's horrible. It seems absolutely horrible, right? So to live your life out, to die in prison, that seems like the worst thing that could possibly happen to you, if I'm being completely honest. It's easy for me to say because nothing as horrible has happened to me or my family where I've had to been involved with someone being sentenced or put to death like that. So sure, it is easy for me to say like, oh, all life matters, whatever. That's not even really what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying like it's weird that we've sort of enacted the death penalty still. It's 2024. Another thing too is in America, we're so anti-government, right? That's just how we started. It's in our blood to be anti-government. We don't like the government. We make fun of the president all the time. It's just what we do. So it's weird to me that we have allowed the government to take our lives. We have actually allowed that to take place. It honestly, it seems anti-American. It really does. So it's, I don't know. So I feel like we would have drawn the line there. Yes, you could put the bad ones in prison forever, but putting them to death, that just seems old school, man. That's like we're hanging people out here still. You know what I mean? I think there's still a firing squad situation going on in some states. So I think more and more states are doing that as lethal injection drugs are hard to find. I guess that's one way. If you want someone to suffer, getting Swiss cheesed by guns is a horrible way to go out. I don't know. Now we're getting dark. Now it gets dark. Starting to talk about the death penalty. But anyways, I just wanted to bring that up. Give my thoughts on the death penalty. See what you guys think about it. So, yeah. Food for thought. Anyway, let's move on. So, just going to mention a couple of quick ones and get out of here. So, remember the school shooter, Ethan Crumbly out of Michigan? He killed a few classmates back in 2021. His parents were actually charged and then convicted. Just this last week, they were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison. That's James and Jennifer Crumbly. And they actually bought the gun for Ethan. And then Ethan went out and carried the shooting at his school. This sets a precedent because this is the first time that parents have actually been held responsible for a minor shooting or a school shooting in particular. So, yeah, this does set a precedent. And I believe the judge said that. I like how I believe when someone I know full well. I just say I believe to like kind of cover my ass when I know full well that's the fact. I don't know why I talk like that, but it's just how I talk. Anyways, the judge wanted to set a precedent specifically being like, hey, we need to let future parents know or parents know in the future that they're going to be held responsible if they buy a gun for their underage child and he does something violent with it. So, yes, they are going to be in prison for at least 10 years. Everything I've seen says 10 to 15 years. Every state is different. They have a completely different legal system. So, I don't quite understand this. I guess maybe at 10 years, they'll reexamine it. But it seems like at least 10 years in prison for those two. Also, the Arizona Supreme Court basically allowed for the enaction of a near-total abortion ban. Didn't get too much on this one. It kind of broke out today. Just thought I would mention that as we move along here. I think it's going to be up this one. There you go again. This is going to be up for election in November. So my gut says that this is going to be changed. I don't think the modern Arizonian, not that I know too much about the modern Arizonian, other than there are neighbors here. I don't know. It's just the modern fella, the modern person. would just go for something like this, a near total abortion ban in this day and age. I know Arizona has a Democratic governor. I know they swung Democratic in the last presidential election, despite the fact that it's a strongly Republican state. But that's my gut, is that although I guess right now, or at least I think in a few weeks, the ban will take place again, a near total ban. And a ban that includes a prison time for anyone that aids in an abortion. I don't think that'll happen. Like, again, guys, everything has to be played out in court, and it has to be a drawn-out thing. Like, is anyone actually going to get tried? Unless they do something really, like, bad, like some back-alley shit. Is anyone really, like, a legitimate doctor going to be tried and convicted and all that and sentenced to, let's say, 3 years in prison? I don't think so. I really don't. Maybe they'll get charged and they'll get probation or something. No one's going to go to prison over this. I really don't think so. And I do think it's going to change in November. But we shall see. We shall see. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Also in Chicago, finally, looks like people are upset after the cops. Lapel cam video came out of the cops shooting a young black man. Nearly 100 times, or shooting at him nearly 100 times. And, of course, he died. I think he got a gun. Let me look at this. I believe he actually had a gun. Let me make sure on that one, folks. That makes a big difference. Well, I think the police are... Either way, the police are arguing that he had a gun. So, and I don't think you shoot at someone. 96, here we go. 96 bullets in 41 seconds. Unless you think they have a weapon of some kind. The issue here is overkill, though. The mayor himself, who's a black man, said he was disgusted by the footage he saw. So, not a bright day in Chicago. And that happened in Albuquerque, in the Albuquerque area a couple years ago. These deputies just shot at this woman a ridiculous amount of times. And I'm going off the top of my head here, so that's why I don't have any facts. But it was overkill. It was way too much. And that seems like it's the same situation here. Just way, way, way too much. Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of disturbing to see someone get shot at 96 times. That doesn't seem necessary at all. Anyway, I think that is all for this week, guys. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you to the Patreon supporters, Daniel, Tony, Mike, Andres, and Emily. Really appreciate you guys. If you guys want to support me, head over to patreon.com/crimeandcourtusa. Over there, you can get exclusive episodes for just $1. What a good deal, man. What a steal that is. All right, guys. Until next time. My name is Mundo, and I'm out. Peace.